This is Twit.
What do you think of the 10R?
So here it is. Now, I got they have the Cummins in colors, black, white, coral, a light blue, and this is product red. And so I thought, well, I'll get the product red version. Then I realized if I return this, I'm taking money away from AIDS victims. Mm-hmm. So I can't return it.
No.
Don't you think that's beautiful? I mean, it's sports car red. Now they're using an aluminum metal edge. And the only thing that strikes me on that is the stainless steel on the more expensive 10R, 10S and 10S Max will be more robust. Aluminum, of course, is going to dent a little bit. Mm. This is going to be a phone you want a case for right away. It's very slippery. Glass back, aluminum edge. This is just destined for trouble. Uses the same Face ID and all the rest. And I was very quickly and easily able to copy the 10S Max to the 10R using Apple's new setup routine, which we've walked through on previous shows. It really is great. The camera isn't quite as spiffy because it only has one lens, kind of like an iPad Pro, right? But they do a lot of the same things. I've got a portrait mode. In fact, let me take a portrait. Should I take a portrait of you?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. And I'll do it in natural light. So there we go. That's a nice picture of you. And when I go to edit, you'll see I have all the same portrait mode capabilities. I can change the lighting. I can even do the... Oh, that's interesting. I don't get the studio, you know, the one where it's the background's
cut out.
Oh, where
the studio light, where it's
yeah,
all black.
Yeah, that's
in
interesting. That might be because it isn't quite, they don't have the two lenses, and they are using those lenses. I do get the ability, though, to drop out the background by changing the f-stop or bring it back into focus, as you can see. Whoops. So some of the features, that's interesting. Not the black and white and not, what do they call it, cinema, where it drops off the back. But you know what? This looks pretty darn good. I think this is a very nice camera. You also don't get the optical zoom with the camera. So, you know, if you're doing a zoom, you're going to be going, the old pinch zoom, which merely blows the image up. That's not very good. But most of the other features are there. Video, maybe you can't do, let's see. Can I do the, I'll have to go into settings to do that. Maybe you can't do the high frame rate, 4K. Although it is the same 12, you know, A12 Bionic processor. So I guess it'd be capable of everything that doesn't require that second lens. You still have, of course, Animoji. This is the same front-facing camera as on the other ones. And it's an LCD screen. But, you know, let me...
Is your notch bigger? Is the notch longer on the
No, it's very similar. In fact, let me open up... Here, I'm opening up my 10S Max. Hold on. Take it out of the case, so we were really doing an apples-to-apples comparison. The 10S Max I got is the gold. And again, because you have it in the case...
You wanted to use mine?
No.
Okay.
Because mine has the same stuff on the screen, so it'll look
true.
Exactly
I have a SIM question. Did you have to move a SIM from one to the other, or is it...
This one's a Verizon phone, so I just got a new account.
Oh.
I now have a Verizon account. I had a Verizon account. In years gone by, but I...
that Apple case is just
It's
so
actually
easy.
Good, right? You don't want it to come out easily.
Yeah, you don't want it to come out easily. Right. That's true.
Oh,
it's
my
so
God.
It's soft in there.
That was a lot of work. Okay, now...
Do we need to take a break?
I'm exhausted. Let's compare, because okay. I don't think there's a big difference in screens. Honestly, the left is the 10S
The notch
Max?
Looks bigger to me. Am I imagining that? Is that...
Yeah, because it's an optical illusion, right? It's the phone.
I see.
It's bigger in terms of percentage of phone screen.
Yes.
The nice thing about the 10R is it's kind of midway between the 10S and 10S Max. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than the iPhone 10, smaller than the Max. And it may be for some people, you should certainly try it, the perfect size, you know, a little bigger than a 10R. A little bigger than a 10S, I should say, or a 10, but a little smaller than the Max. I honestly think that the screen is fine. I mean, this is, if you had an iPhone for years, you had an LCD screen. I can't tell the difference. Don't you think that looks just as good? Let's look at the pictures of Megan that I just took and compare those. Something better here. Let's see, photos.
Gosh, you and your folders.
Me and my folders. There's Megan on the 10S Max.
So do you have 12.1 on these or just 12?
This is just whatever, 12.01, I guess, is the current. Here's Megan on here.
I'm just wondering if it's beauty-faced me or not.
Ah, well, no, I wasn't using the front-facing camera. Oh. By the way, Apple has announced that beauty face is a mistake.
Right, but they're going to fix it in 12.1.
So let's...
I think that my skin color looks more real in the 10S Max.
Yeah, actually, it might. It's a little more florid, isn't it, in the...
pink. Or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still can't do, and that's because of the capture issues, can't do the other styles of portrait. Let's do natural light on both
of
them.
Oh, okay. So that was the...
No, they're both the same.
Okay.
They're identical at this point. Yeah, there is a slight difference. This looks a little bluer.
Mm-hmm.
And as you might expect on an LCD. But honestly, you'd have to put these side by side to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You can see I'm gonna break these any minute now. Both have glass backs. That's the stainless steel, and that's the aluminum. I think the stainless steel is prettier. I mean, but in many cases, somebody's called this the iPhone 9. I think in many cases, the iPhone XR is the iPhone 9, the logical successor to the 8 and the 8 Plus. I like the size. The price is right, too. Now, I got the 64-gig version for $750.
Your audiobook is playing on your other phone.
Just crazy. I have too many devices.
Sorry.
They're going insane. I think this, for a lot of people, at $750, 64 gigs, is the best iPhone to get. Now, of course, I immediately got a plastic case to put it in, and I'm going to put it back in that as soon as I can find it, because makes me so nervous to have this out of its case, because it's this glass back and the aluminum. But you know, if you're gonna get a case, get a clear one so they can see those beautiful colors.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get the banana phone, the yellow one. I think some people, I think Renee Ritchie might have. I'm very happy with it. The 10R, in my opinion, is a worthy choice even for those who might be looking or might have looked at a 10S. It's smaller than the Max, but you see, not a lot smaller. It doesn't, you know, it's LCD, not OLED, and it doesn't have the dual cameras, so it doesn't have the optical zoom. That's the biggest thing you'll miss. But at the $750, it's a beautiful, I think it's a beautiful phone. I really like it. I love the size. So that's the 10R. Man, Apple's making us crazy with these designations. The R stands for nothing, says Phil Schiller.
Stands for nothing. Regular?
S and R never.
Stand for regular?
It's regular.
Real.
The 10
people.
Real. The 10.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real. The Ken to 10 Dream Girl edition.
Dream Girl.
Dream Girl.
And then
we need
of course,
to do some research. If I've made that inscription wrong, I'll be.
Okay. I think you put the comma there.
I put a period.
No, you were going to put a period at the end, and then we
I
made
don't
you.
Understand.
You off, that's true.
I don't understand either.
So I fix it.
Does the case protect the front of the phone? I don't know. Let's drop it and see. No, of course not.
I have I've been going without a case on my 10S that you bought. And I have this back, what do you call this? A back cover.
Back protector. Yeah.
It gives it
more texture
yeah,
too, though, so, right? So it's not slippery.
Yeah. And I like the look of it. Anthony gave me this.
It's really frustrating that Apple has essentially made, as always, gorgeous phones
mm-hmm.
that are made of glass and slippery.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if you're taking an object off your living room table and just carrying it around in your pocket, hoping never to drop it.
Yeah. I carry mine in my purse, so. But I have never cracked
Is your purse a safe
a
space?
iPhone screen. But I fix it, tore down the 10R.
Yeah.
Very similar stuff inside.
Well, what's interesting, I didn't mention this, but it's important. They pointed out it's got a bigger battery than any iPhone except for the 10S Max. And because of the smaller LCD screen, clearly, and Apple has claimed this, will have the best battery life of any iPhone ever. I have to say, I don't notice a huge difference between this and the 10S Max. I don't run out of juice in either in a day's normal use. But if you wanted the maximum battery life, this would be another good reason because of the LCD, smaller LCD screen. I think it's a dynamite phone. I don't think anybody should feel like they're making sacrifices except for they're saving $200 of their precious dollars.